Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Please turn with me into your Bibles, into the book of John.
请打开约翰福音。
Gospel of John, chapter 6.
第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 63.
第六十三节。
John chapter 6, verse 63.
约翰福音六章六十三节。
It is a spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
This is a very simple verse.
好简单的一节圣经。
It talks about how the spirit is the one that gives us life.
就是讲到原来灵就是供应生命的那一位。
That it is actually at work producing life within us.
原来呢是神的话在我们里面要动工叫我得生命的。
And it is leading us back towards God.
并且引我们向神那面而去的。
It helps us to understand.
并且帮助我们认识。
But the flesh.
但肉体呢
the flesh profits nothing.
肉体是无益的。
It counts for nothing.
是不算数的。
It is of no avail, it is of no power.
并且无能力的。
And it actually leads us away from our Lord.
并且叫我引我们离开神。
I recognize that within each one of us that there is this struggle between our spirit, the spirit that the Lord has placed within us, and our flesh.
我们了解在我们里面原来有很多的挣扎。这个挣扎就是我的灵，就是神所赐给我们里面的灵，和我们自己的肉体在那里来到争战。
I think many of us are familiar with the Apostle Paul's writing in Romans chapter 7.
很多人都晓得在这个罗马书第七章使徒保罗所讲的话。
Where he talks about the good that he wishes to do, he is unable to do.
那里他讲到我所愿意所作的我却不能去作我所认为好的。
And yet the very evil that he wishes not to do, this is what he does.
反而我不愿意所作的恶呢我反倒去作。
Now while the old man of sin has been crucified with Christ on the cross,
我们的旧人已经与基督同钉在十字架上面。
There are still remnants of our flesh.
但是还有肉体所残留的在我们的生命里面。
That is, the old man of sin has died, but the desires of the flesh are still present.
虽然这个旧人这个罪的旧人已经死了但是呢里面这个肉体还有向往的还存留的。
I see that this is very present in me, in my family.
甚至乎在我的自己的肉身里面在我的家庭里面我都觉得它是存在的。
And I think you would say that you would admit too that it is present in you and your family, your friends.
并且如果你诚实的话你都觉得这个在你里面是存在的在你家庭里面是存在的在你的朋友当中都是存在的。
None of us are immune from this.
我们没有人是能够避免这一切的事。
We all have this great struggle within us.
我们每个人在里面都有这个极大的挣扎。
You know, I see it every day, or at least the times that I'm at the dinner table with my family.
我每日都有睇见遇见呢个事情，甚至乎每日用晚餐嘅时候喺家里边都见到。
My kids are always going, me first, me first.
啲细路仔都话，我先，我要先，我要先。
Or more, more, I want more.
我要多啲，我要多啲，我要多啲。
Yeah, that or it's that smells. What's that?
咁嘅味道嘅咩嚟噶？
You know, in many ways, we're the same.
在很多方面我们都一样。
Maybe not necessarily at the dinner table.
或者不是在晚餐的桌子上面。
But in our lives.
但在我的生活里面。
We want to be first.
我们都要第一的。
We want more.
我们要多一点。
And then there's times where we complain.
有时候呢我们有投诉。
And we know that these things are from the flesh.
我们都知道这些都是从肉体而来的。
God wants us to die to our flesh.
但神却愿意我向肉体而死。
And be made alive in the spirit.
叫我按灵而活。
Now God's first order of business was to save us.
神首先要所作的就叫我们得救。
And I trust most of us in this room today are saved.
我相信在座的大部分人都已经得救了。
But the Lord does not just want to stop there.
但是神不愿意我们只是停在这个地步。
Now he wants to change us.
他愿意我们要被更多的改变。
He's not content with just leaving us where we were when we first came to know him.
他不愿意我们停留在起初认识他的地步。
But he wants to make us into the image of his son.
他愿意将我们磨成神儿子的形象。
So he doesn't just want us to rest upon our conversion experience.
所以他不愿意我们只是停留在信主那个改变那一点上。
But he wants us to experience a transformation.
他愿意我们更多经历他的变化。
For us at this point in time, it's no longer about justification.
对于我来说不再是称义了。
But it's about sanctification.
主里边被称为被洁净成为圣洁。
Now God wants to change us into His image for His purpose.
神愿意我们为着祂的旨意的缘故来被变化。
Now a lot of times we go about this change in the wrong way.
很多时对于这个改变呢，我们有一些错误的认识。
We do it in the reverse fashion of how God intends.
我们甚至乎与主所意图我们做的呢背道而驰。
We really focus on the external.
我们将个重心摆在外边。
We place a heavy emphasis on being right on the outside.
我们将紧要的一点就放在外边，什么是对，什么是不对。
We want to be consistent externally.
我们想在外面给人一个持续的感觉。
But we fail to be right on the inside.
但里面呢却没有向着神，却是不对的。
We lack that internal consistency.
在里面呢没有一个持续向神。
It really speaks of how we lack the spiritual consistency.
这个是讲到原来我们向主那个属灵呢没有一个连续不断的。
We're good at changing our behavior.
我们如果能够改变我们的行为呢，我们在这方面我们是很好的。
But we're not so good at changing our being.
但是我们却没有能力改变我们的 内心世界。
Now this is not the transformation that God wants. He doesn't want us to just change our behavior, but He wants to change our being.
这个改变不是神所要的，神所要的不是要我们改变外边，神所要的是叫我们里边更新变化。
He wants us to change from the inside out.
他愿意我们从里面先被更新，然后外边先有变化。
That the spiritual man would be made alive.
这个属灵的人就是因此而活的。
And that the man of flesh would be stricken dead.
叫这个里面个属灵的生命要长出来，以至于这个属肉体的被压抑叫它来萎缩。
And so this morning I have a burden to share with you about these things, about the spirit and about the flesh.
早晨我就愿意在这方面跟大家交通属灵和属肉体。
Not so much how to overcome the flesh.
不是讲话我怎样来到克服这个肉体。
Because that's the work of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to leave that to the Holy Spirit.
因为只有圣灵能做这个工，我愿意将这个工留给圣灵来做。
But my burden is to just compare and contrast the life in the spirit and the life in the flesh.
但我要做一个对比，就是属灵生命和属肉体生命的对比。
That we would be able to see and understand what are those things that originate from God and what are those things that originate from the heart of man.
叫我们能够分辨有边啲嘅事物系从神嗰度而嚟嘅，有边啲系从人嘅肉心嚟发出嘅。
And in being able to distinguish between that which is a spirit and that which is a flesh, it will aid us as far as our walks in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们能够清楚分辨边啲系属灵嘅事物，边啲系属肉体嘅事物嘅时候咧，我哋就能够跟随主而行啦。
So turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
请打开哥林多前书的第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2. Here I think we get an introduction to these two different lines.
咁就有呢兩行嘅字眼俾我哋有一個嘅開啟。
Verse 12, listen to me as I read.
請聽我讀第12節。
Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised. But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And I, brethren, cannot speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to babes in Christ. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not yet able, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly, and are you not walking like mere men?
我们从第二章的第十二节开始来读。 谁知道人的事，像这样除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。十二节，我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵，那是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事，并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，那是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事。 反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一个人能看透了他。谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们有基督的心了。第三章，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只能够把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们。 没有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体照世人的样子么？
In this passage, then, we see that the Lord provides us with a picture of two different types of men in Christ.
喺呢段圣经里边，神俾我哋睇见喺基督里边两类唔同嘅人。
There is the spiritual man.
一个属灵嘅人。
And there is the fleshly man,
是一个属肉体的人,
also known as the worldly man or the man of flesh.
就是属世的人。
Now it's important to note that both of these types of men were in Christ.
我们看见这些人都是在基督里边的。
But the man of flesh was a mere infant in Christ.
但是属肉体的人就单。
A mere infant.
He's like a child.
You know, the fleshly man is not that much different from the natural man.
属肉体的人，同一个天然的人，有属血气的人，有一啲嘅少少唔一样。
So we read in chapter 2, verse 14 about the natural man.
喺二章十四节嗰度讲到属血气嘅人就天然嘅人。
We know that the natural man is unregenerate. He does not have the life of God within him.
属血气嘅人咧系未得救重生嘅，里边冇神嘅生命。
The fleshly man, though, has the life of God within him.
属肉体的人呢，却有神的生命喺佢嘅里边。
But the difference between the fleshly man and the natural man is that the fleshly man, he has the life of God, but he is insensitive to the life of God, or the working of the Spirit within him.
属肉体的人同属血气的人有相似，但系亦都有分别。属肉体的人呢，有神嘅生命喺佢里边，但系佢对神嘅心意感动呢，却唔清楚嘅。
I want to make sure you're clear this morning that as we're talking about the fleshly man, I'm not talking about the man who is unregenerate, who does not have the life of God, but I'm talking about the man who has Christ in him.
早上我同大家交通嘅系交通到啲属肉体嘅人，系有生命嘅人，唔系交通到嗰啲属血气嘅人，系冇生命嘅人。
The first thing that we see about the fleshly man here is that he has no appetite for the Word of God.
第一点我睇见属肉体嘅人咧，佢有个特点。 就係佢冇胃口，佢對神嘅話冇胃口。
Paul describes these saints in Corinth as babes in Christ, as mere infants.
保罗你要形容哥林多教会的这班信徒他们只不过是婴孩吃奶的。
They are only able to receive milk and not solid food.
他们只能够吃奶不能够吃这个食物。
Because they were unable to chew on that solid food, to digest it.
他们不能够吃饭因为他没有办法来到消化咬这些饭。
You know, and that's fine if you're a babe in Christ.
如果你在基督里面你是婴孩那这个完全没问题的。
But as all babes are supposed to do, they're to grow up.
但所有婴孩他都要做一件事情就是生命自然会长大。
So we know that it would not be natural for those who have been in the Lord for any duration to remain in this particular state.
但是如果有人信了主很久他还是停留在这个地步上面这个就不自然了。
We would know that these individuals were not developing properly.
我们就知道这些信徒呢生命呢成长出了问题。
This is the way it is with many believers today.
实情在很多信徒身上面都是有这样的光景。
That they have no appetite for the word of God.
他们对主的话没有胃口。
That they find the word of God boring and dry.
觉得神的话十分的干涩，十分的沉闷。
That it's irrelevant to their lives. It has no meaning.
神的话好像对他的生命没关系的。
That we have no interest in reading through the word of God. We have no interest in attending meetings, fellowship.
对神的话没兴趣，对参加聚会没兴趣。
Or those times when we do read or attend fellowship, we fall asleep.
甚至乎有时我哋嚟聚会咧，我都瞌眼瞓嘅。
Or we daydream.
或者喺度梦游嘅。
Or if I were to run long today to 1 o'clock, you start falling asleep and daydreaming.
如果我讲到一点钟咧，就开始瞓觉啦。
I hope that's not the case today.
盼望唔系咁样样。
But instead, we know that the Lord desires that we would have an appetite for His Word.
但系主却盼望我哋对佢嘅话有胃口。
But too many of us instead have an appetite instead for this world instead of the Word.
但是呢我们很多人呢对这个世界胃口就很大的。
Now we can talk so much, we can talk your ear off about politics, about business, about finance, about entertainment, sports, music, videos, movies.
我们对这个世界上这个财经、经济、电影、音乐、生做生意各方面都可以讲个不停嘅。
But we know so little about the ways of God.
但系对神嘅道咧，我哋却知道甚少。
We have very little to say about what the Lord is doing in our lives.
甚至乎主喺我生命中嘅工作咧，我哋都冇乜点交通。
I mean, this is really a sign of an individual who is stuck in the same place as an infant in Christ.
如果你系咁样样嘅话咧。就是那个光景你就停留在作婴孩的地步。
I mean, it really should serve as no surprise to us in this world today that there are so many individuals who are like this.
如果你在世界里面看到有这么多信徒是这样实在不稀奇的。
Not just individuals, but believers in Christ.
不单止不信主的人信主的人都是这样。
Because we're living in a world that's so fast-paced.
因为我们是在一个这个时代脚步走得很快的一个时代。
There's always something to do. There's always something that occupies our mind.
常常都有嘢要做，常常都有嘢嚟霸占我哋思想。
You know, we live in a world of instant gratification.
我哋系活喺一个即时嘅世界里边。
No, there's no waiting.
唔需要等嘅。
I mean, at the times that we do wait, whether it's in a line at a bank, I mean, do people even wait in line in the bank anymore?
咁係好似我哋排隊銀行等服務，有冇人排隊
？Maybe for those of us who drive or sit on a bus, we wait in traffic.
或者嗰啲揸車，我係交通擠塞啦。
And what's everybody doing as they're sitting in traffic?
嗰人坐喺度咩？就等喺嗰個交通裏邊。
Right, they're talking on their phones, they're text messaging.
雖然喺塞車，但佢哋還喺嗰度打緊電話喺嗰度嚟個發緊電郵。
Or they're watching television in their cars.
喺車度睇電視。
You know, there's just so much, there's just so much going on these days.
在这些日子实在太多东西一起来进行。
Compared to times past.
跟以前的时代来比较。
Now, I'm really going to date myself here.
那我又讲我自己。
You're going to see how old I am.
我早算一下我有几老了。
But I remember when I was a child. And we had television. We had television when I grew up.
在我小时候呢，嗰阵时已经有电视啦。
Okay, we had five channels.
咁我哋有五个台咁多噶。
I could count them on my hand.
咁啊，一手就数得晒。
I think we had cable too.
嗰阵时还有有线电视。
We had channel 2, channel 3, channel 4, and channel 5.
咁啊，有呢个第二台、第四台、第五台。
I don't know what happened to channel 1.
咁唔知点解冇第一台啊。
But we had another channel that wasn't channel 1.
有另外一个台，唔记得啦。
I heard recently in the past week or two that the average home with a television has over 100 channels.
最近听到啦，一个平均一个家庭咧。 佢裏邊屋企嘅電視台咧有超過100個台嘅。
Can you believe that? There's just so much out there to entertain us, to fill our minds up with.
睇下外邊有幾多嘢嚟到霸佔我哋時間。
If that doesn't suit your fancy, then just switch the channel.
如果呢個唔啱睇就即轉台。
There's so many options out there.
十分多嘅選擇。
And that's why it's becoming increasingly difficult to spend time with the Lord God.
所以呢，越嚟越困難，能夠找到時間與神嚟到單獨相處。
Because Satan really has a grip on this world.
因為屬神嘅人喺世界上邊找上一大把。
And it's influencing us.
並且呢個世界對我哋有十分大影響。
Because we're finding it's more and more difficult, especially for the young people.
實在一個世界喺世界裏邊對我哋越嚟越艱難，特別對年青人。
To be able to immerse oneself in the Word of God.
好難將我哋能夠浸淫喺神嘅話裏邊。
We don't know how to be quiet.
我哋唔曉得點樣嚟到安靜。
We don't know how to study the Word of God.
亦都唔曉得點樣嚟到讀神嘅話。
Because we are so busy, we don't take time to get to the Word of God.
因為我哋十分嘅忙碌，我哋冇將時間花喺神嘅話上邊。
And when we do make time to get to the Word of God, our minds are just so busy.
甚至乎我有時間有讀神嘅話，我哋裏邊嘅腦筋不斷喺度轉。
And the words that come off the pages of the Bible are just so slow.
從聖經出嚟嘅話，唔入到我哋心嘅裏面。
Now that there's no excitement that comes out from the Word.
讀神嘅話，甚至乎唔覺得有啲咩嘅反應。
Because we live in a society that's just filled with so much excitement.
因為我所活嘅世界俾我好多屬肉體嘅刺激。
But we know the Holy Spirit works in a quiet way.
我哋曉得聖靈所做嘅工作係十分安靜嘅。
And so it takes us to learn to be quiet in order for us to learn to have the Holy Spirit speak to us.
所以我需要學習安靜，有一個咁嘅環境，用讓聖靈向我哋嚟到説話。
And when the Holy Spirit does speak to us,
當聖靈真係向我哋説話嘅時候，
we learn that the Word of God is satisfying.
我哋就知道神嘅話能夠滿足我哋。
That when we read and that when we meditate on His Word, when we have fellowship in His Word,
當我哋嚟到讀、嚟到默想、嚟到交通喺個話語裡面嘅時候，
these words, they become a joy and a delight to our hearts.
神嘅話必成為我心中嘅喜樂，裏邊嘅亮光。
They satisfy us like nothing else.
神嘅話叫我哋得滿足，係其他嘢唔能夠比擬嘅。
Because we come to realize that the Word of God is truth.
因為我哋曉得神嘅話乃真理。
And it provides us with hope,
能够俾我哋有盼望,
assurance,
俾我哋有把握,
and life,
生命,
it is eternal,
并且呢个系存到永远嘅,
unlike the things of this world,
与呢个世界嘅系唔一样,
and so we can place our full faith on God's word,
所以我能够将全然嘅信靠放喺神嘅话上面,
because the spiritual man has an appetite for the word of God,
因为属灵嘅人向住神嘅话系有胃口嘅。
You read in 1 Corinthians 2 that he is able to praise all things.
在哥林多前書2章，他說屬靈的人能夠看透萬事。
He's able to examine and understand and decide what is right and what is wrong.
他能夠看穿，能夠明白，能夠決定哪些是對的，哪些是錯的。
He has wisdom and discernment to distinguish that which originates from God and that which originates from the flesh.
他有这个属灵的智慧分辨的能力，能够得以知道哪些事物是从神而来的， 哪些事物是从这个世界从这个肉体而来的。
And he is only able to do this because he has grounded himself in the words of God.
啊，佢点解能够晓得咧？就系咧，因为佢将自己浸淫喺神嘅话嘅里面。
Have we ever met a believer in the Lord who was so full of wisdom and so full of discernment that didn't spend time immersed in the Word of God?
我哋有冇识过一个啊属灵嘅人，一个啊肢体，佢系咁啊认识神嘅话、神嘅心意，而唔将时间放喺神嘅话里面咧？
Now, such a person does not exist.
我告诉你，这样的人是不存在的。
Because if we are to have wisdom and discernment, we will be grounded in the Word of God.
如果要有启示、有智慧、有分辨，你必须在神的话里面来下功夫。
You know, the Holy Spirit wants to work in us in this way.
神的圣灵愿意在我们中间做这样的工作。
He wants to root us in the Word of God.
他愿意我们生根在神的话里面。
Because he desires to teach us and to guide us.
因为他愿意来引导我们。
To build upon that foundation.
叫我们在这个根基上来建造。
The foundation of Jesus Christ.
那是在耶稣基督的根基上来被建造。
Also, the Holy Spirit desires to do this thing to us.
所以圣灵愿意向我们做这个工。
He wants to bury these words deep within our hearts.
圣灵愿意将他的话深深地藏在我们心底的里面。
He wants to hide them and store them away.
他愿意我们藏在那里。
You know, a spiritual man also knows that all these things are freely given to us by God.
属灵的人也都知道所有这些事都是从神那里白白地赐给我们的。
It tells us that in verse 12, chapter 2.
在二章十二节那里。
So not only though does he know the things that are freely given to us by God, but he is actually one who is set free.
他不单只知道这些事情是神开恩赐给我们的，并且这个人呢，在基督里面呢，被释放的，自由的。
For when an individual is abiding in the Word of God,
当一个人他活在主的话当中，
then he will know the truth.
他就认识真理。
And the truth will set him free.
真理叫人得以自由。
Now we know the Lord is Spirit.
我们知道主就是那灵。
And where the Spirit is,
主的灵在哪里？
There's liberty.
哪里就有自由。
This is what the man who has the words of God stored up in his heart has for himself, liberty.
这个就是那位将神的话藏在心里边的这个人，他里边就有属灵的自由。
Now, liberty not to do anything that he pleases, but liberty to do that which is right.
他就有自由。去做嗰啲佢所喜，甚至乎佢所喜悦嘅，佢有自由去做，佢亦都有自由唔去做。
And that is why it is recorded that the spiritual man is free from being appraised himself.
所以就系咁记载，属灵嘅人就唔再需要被呢啲事嚟捆绑。
Because he is a man who lives before God.
因为佢系一位活喺神面前嘅人。
And he knows that God is his master.
并且他知道主乃是他的神乃是他的主。
And because God is his master, God is also his judge.
神是他的主，并且也都是他的审判。
So the spiritual man falls under no judgment or appraisal from others.
所以属灵的人，他不是活在人的审判底下，他是活在神的审判底下。
He is one who is truly set free to serve God.
他是被释放出来。来到单单来服侍神的人
and to serve others.
所以他能够来服侍人。
Let's look at another aspect about the spiritual man versus the fleshly man. Turn with me a couple books down in the New Testament to Galatians.
请看来到加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 5.
第五章。
We'll read verses 13 through 18.
由第十三节我们读到第十八节。
For you were called to freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh. But through love, serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word in the statement, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care lest you be consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh.For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。总要用爱心互相服侍， 因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能作所愿意作的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
So if we were to read on, we can see that there are these two different lists that talks about the deeds of the flesh and the fruit of the spirit.
如果我们继续读下去的时候呢，我们就看见有两个清单。一个清单就是讲到肉体所做的行为，另外一个清单就是讲到圣灵所结的果子。
And from reading through these two lists, it becomes very evident that the life of the flesh consists of jealousy and envy.
从这个清单来看呢，我就看见属肉体就里面呢就充满了嫉妒，充满了妒忌的。
It consists of strife and dissension.
里面有竞争的。
But we know that the life of the spiritual man, the fruit of the spirit is love.
但属灵所结的果子乃爱。
And many other admirable qualities.
还有很多可喜悦的性质。
Now in the book of Romans, Paul tells us that the mind that is set on the spirit is life and peace.
在这个保罗书信里面跟我们讲到那个里面思想这个
That in the book of Romans, Apostle Paul writes that the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace.
保罗你要咁讲，属灵嘅人里面就生命与平安。
Because the individual who has this life and peace is able, is set free to be able to love.
因为有生命与平安嘅人，佢就能够被释放得自由去爱。
For the one who is at peace is anxious about nothing.
因为里面有平安的人，他对事对世界事别无所求。
He has no worries, he has no anxieties.
他里面没有焦虑。
He knows that God will take care of everything for him.
他知道主会来到安排他一切。
That even in the midst of adversity,
甚至乎有难处的时候，
that God is still the all-sufficient God.
神还是那位足够来供应他一切的主。
Now, even though Paul's life had consisted of so much chaos, he was still one who was able to internally live without distress.
虽然保罗一生有很多的压力，但他还是能够依靠他的主。
Because he had this peace of God.
因为他里面有神的平安。
The peace which surpasses all comprehension.
这个平安乃是超越一切世人所不明白的。
It guarded his heart and his mind in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是出人意外的平安，叫他里面能够得以自由。
So this peace of Christ ruled in his heart.
这个基督的平安在他里面来主宰一切。
And it set him free. It allowed him to be one who was able to serve unselfishly, unceasingly.
叫他能够得以自由，能够不自私的来服侍，并且不断的来服侍。
I will never be able to learn to serve the Lord in this regard if we do not comprehend this peace first.
如果我里面没得到这样的平安，我就没办法学习在这样的方向里面来服侍主、服侍人。
Because we will be like Lot's wife.
因为我们就会好像罗德的太太一样。
We'll always be turning back.
常常要向后望。
Thinking about how to satisfy ourselves.
常常想我怎样能够满足自己呢？
Worry about the things of this world.
来到担心俗世的事物。
Rather than focused on the things of God.
却不是思想神的事。
So the Apostle Paul exhorts us that we would be individuals who would put on a new self.
所以保罗来到劝告我们，我们要披上这个新人。
A new self that is renewed in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个新人在基督耶稣的话里面被更新的。
That we would know that there is no distinction between Greek and Jew.
叫我们不分在犹太人或者希利利人。
Between the slave and the free man.
不再是分自主的或者是为奴的。
But that Christ is all.
但基督他是一切。
And he is in all.
并且他是在一切以上的。
And because he is all and in all,
Because 主是一切里面的一切。
We need to be a people who can bear up with one another. We need to be people who can learn to forgive one another. We need to be a people who learns how to love one another. Just as it is written here in Galatians.
In
verse 14, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. For the whole law is fulfilled in this statement. And we know that in the fruits of the Spirit, that there is nothing, no such things against this. That when we are able to love one another, we will have fulfilled God's heart and His desires. This is the heart that God has, that we would learn to love one another. Because God has given us of His Spirit. And His Spirit desires to love one another. We know that we're unable to love our brothers, then we know that the life of God is not within us. For how can we love God whom we have not seen? If we cannot love our brothers whom we have seen.
如果我們說我們愛那位看不見的神，我們怎樣能夠愛那個看得見的弟兄呢？
There needs to be a consistency there.
因為我們需要在那裡有對稱的。
Our love for God needs to be manifested in love for one another.
如果我們說我愛神的時候，我們應當能夠愛人的。
We can see though that the man of flesh is different.
我們看見屬肉體的人卻不一樣。
That instead he is biting and devouring others.
他有道理要雙咬雙吞。
Now he was just like that those saints that we had just read in the book of Corinthians.
好像我們在哥林多前書講到那些聖徒。
Now there was strife and jealousy among them.
在那裡有嫉妒有紛爭。
Now they were behaving like men of the world.
他們與世人一樣。
They were being contentious.
在那裡來到爭競。
They were playing favorites.
在那裡來到偏私。
Now I am of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas.
我是屬保羅的，我是屬基法的。
They did not recognize that Christ was in all.
他們不看得見原來基督就是一切。
And that they were all in Christ.
他們都看不見他們原來就在基督裡面。
The fleshly man is one who is jealous and envious.
屬肉體的人就是嫉妒的。
He covets other people's blessings and their situation, their status.
他來到貪愛人家的祝福。
Now it's easy for us as brothers and sisters in Christ who live so closely to one another to also fall into this. We begin to fall into that trap of comparing ourselves or comparing others to ourselves. We look at what they have. And what we don't have. We worry about how come we are not receiving this blessing. You know, this even happened to the Apostle Peter. Remember the Apostle Peter after the Lord had resurrected? And the Lord had asked him, do you love me?
問這個彼得說,
three times, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?
主問他三次,問他,彼得你愛我嗎?
And then feed my sheep.
你喂養我一樣。
And then Jesus went on to described to Peter the death which he was going to face.
然後主耶穌向彼得了說他將來所有面對的事。
And then Peter, in a moment of curiosity, I think maybe in a moment of weakness,
彼得在好奇心底下或者軟弱當中,
he asked his Lord, what about this disciple, the one whom you love?
但是旁邊這一個就是你所愛的門徒,他又怎樣呢?
What's going to happen with him?
對於他究竟將來在他身上發生什麼事呢?
And the Lord told him, that's none of your business.
但是主說這個不關你事。
You follow me.
你要跟從我。
None of us are immune from this type of thinking.
我們每個人都不能夠 免疫喺呢個嘅想法裏面。
The flesh creeps into us.
因為肉體跑進我哋心嘅裏面。
And we begin to think thoughts like this.
我哋就會咁樣嚟比較。
We begin to think about what others have.
我哋就想話佢有啲咩嘢。
And we begin to covet their situation.
咁我就貪愛佢咁嘅環境。
But the Lord tells us.
但主佢向我哋講。
Keep your eyes on Him.
你要注視耶穌。
Follow Him.
你要跟隨主耶穌。
Now another mark of the flesh is hostility towards God.
另外屬肉體另外一個嘅特質就係與神為仇嘅。
The flesh does not subject itself to the law of God.
屬肉體嘅唔能夠服神嘅律。
Nor is it able to.
並且唔能夠服。
You know, the fleshly man, the one who is following his flesh, he's insubordinate. He's disobedient to the ways of God.
屬肉體嘅人佢冇辦法，佢唔願意服神嘅律。
He's unable to turn his cheek.
他没有办法来到承认。
To go that extra mile.
他没有办法当人家打他一巴的时候他没有办法将另外一个脸来领过来都没有办法多走过你的路。
And he always has to take into account the wrong that he has suffered.
他并且呢成日在这计算原来因为他做错事他所受的很多的刑罚。
The fleshly man, the man of flesh,is one who demands his rights.
因為屬肉體的人是強調他的權利。
He demands his apologies.
強調要人來到向他來到講對不住。
He demands his respect.
他是要強調被人尊敬的。
Because he has to be right.
因為他必須是要那個對那個位。
But we know the life of the Lord is different.
但我知道主的生命卻不一樣的。
Because the Lord gave up all his rights.
因為主將他所有權利來交出。
And instead, he took the initiative to make things right for us.
並且主乃踏出嗰一步，喺我身上邊叫我本來唔對嘅人成為對。
He forbore all our shortcomings.
佢喺嗰度嚟到遮蓋我哋所有嘅短處。
And he forgave us of all of our iniquities.
並且嚟到赦免我哋所有嘅不義。
Remember what our Lord spoke to us.
記得主點樣向我哋講話嘛
？The Sermon on the Mount.
就是山上边嘅宝训。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
叫人和好嘅有福了。
For they are the sons of God.
因为佢系神嘅儿子。
And who are the sons of God?
边啲系神嘅儿子咧
？They are the ones who are led by the Spirit of God.
呢啲就系被神嘅灵嚟到引领嘅人。
It is the same Spirit that allows us to call out Abba Father.
就系嗰位灵喺里边引导我哋呼喊阿爸父嘅嗰位。
Let's read on a little bit farther in the book of Galatians, chapter 5.
我继续在加拉太书第五章那里来看。
Verse 25 and 26.
25节、26节。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
And then if you would turn back to the former passage that we had looked at, the former chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, this time verses 18 through 23.
或者我们也看这个哥林多前书3章23
chapter 3 verses 18
through 23. Okay. 哥林多前书3章18到23节。
Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become foolish that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God, for it is written, He is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the reasonings of the wise, that they are useless. So then, let no one boast of men, for all things belong to you, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come. All things belong to you, and you belong to Christ.And Christ belongs to God.
人不可自欺，你们中间若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的。因为这世界的智慧在神看是愚拙。如经上记着说，主叫有智慧的中了自己的诡计，又说主知道智慧人的意念是虚妄的。所以无论谁都不可拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的。或保罗，或阿波罗，或基法，或世界，或生，或死，或现今的事，或将来的事，全是你们的。并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
So from the reading of these two passages, then we can see that the man who is walking by the Spirit is not to boast.
從呢兩段聖經嚟講，我就知道按着神嘅靈而行嘅人並不自夸的。
So I think from this, then we can infer that the man who's walking in the flesh is one who's boasting.
並且咧，如果相反嚟講，屬肉體嘅人咧，佢係誇耀自己。
That he's boasting in his own abilities and his own attributes, just as the world does.
佢喺嗰度誇耀自己有啲咩叻，自己有咩能力，同世界嘅人一樣。
He brags about himself and he exaggerates.
佢以自己為榮嘅並且咧喺將嗰事情嚟誇大。
He uses his craftiness and his cleverness, the scheme.
他自以為聰明，用很多的方法。
And he takes advantage of others.
來到取利在別人身上。
Now we're like that. We practice those things as well.
我都好似咁樣，都做過啲咁嘅事。
I mean, how many of us have never bragged about ourselves before?
我有冇邊個從來都冇誇過自己？
How many of us have never boasted?
冇邊個曾經冇話過自己叻嘅咧？
Because we want to look good in front of others.
因為我哋都想喺人哋嘅面前有好嘅形象。
Now, whether it's in our strength or our wisdom or our education or jobs or grades, whatever it is, we want to brag about ourselves.
無論喺我哋嘅學識、喺我哋智慧、喺我哋嘅工作、喺我哋各方面上邊，我哋都係想誇耀嘅。
Now that's a sign of the flesh at work within us.
呢個賴肉體嘅生命喺我哋裏邊嚟到活出。
But God calls all this boasting foolishness.
但是神卻說這些誇口的乃是這個愚拙的。
Because all boasting comes from the flesh.
因為所有的誇口都是從肉體而來的。
And the flesh counts for nothing.
但是肉體卻是沒用的。
You know, the reason why God doesn't want us to be boasting is because we end up boasting on the wrong things.
因為神，為什麼神不願意我們誇口呢？因為我們凡誇口都是誇了錯的。
Remember how the Jews, they were ones who always asked for signs?
記得嗎？猶太人他所要求的是神蹟。
And the Gentiles, they are the ones who would ask for wisdom.
但外邦人所要的是智慧。
But God withheld signs from these.
但神卻沒有將神蹟來賜過給他們。
And he withheld his wisdom from these who had the self-professed wisdom.
也沒有將智慧給過這些要誇口的外邦人。
Because God doesn't want us to be placing our faith in the wrong place.
因為神不願意我們將信心放在錯的地方。
For he knows that if he were to give us these signs and this wisdom, then we would boast upon these things.
因為他知道如果他按照我們所要求的將神蹟智慧按照人的要求給他們的時候，他們就會將來誇這些神蹟這些智慧。
God doesn't want to satisfy our flesh.
神不願意滿足我們的肉體。
God wants to satisfy our spirits.
神卻願意滿足我們的靈。
Because our flesh is corruptible.
因為肉體是朽壞的。
But our spirit is eternal.
但我們的靈卻是存到永遠的。
So God made foolish the wisdom of the world.
所以神叫這個好像愚拙的成為世上有智慧的。
Because he gave us Christ crucified.
因為他將釘十字架基督賜過給我們。
Christ crucified was a stumbling block to the Jews.
基督釘十字架對猶太人是絆腳石。
And it was foolishness to the Gentiles.
並且對外邦人不信的人乃愚拙的。
Now I think a lot of times we in this assembly are much like the Greeks.
在我們的當中，我們很多時我覺得我們都是像這個希利利人。
We are not charismatic and looking for these signs.
我們不同那些靈恩的派，我們在那裡要求很多神蹟奇事。
But instead, we're looking for all this revelation and wisdom.
但我們卻尋求啟示智慧。
And thanks be to God that He has given us a lot of revelation.
感謝主，祂都給過我們很多的啟示。
But let none of us be deceived.
但我們卻不要自己欺騙自己。
Into thinking that we are wise.
以為我們是有智慧的。
For we remember what God did.
因為我們曉得神作過什麼事。
How he chose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise.
因為他揀選了世上邊愚拙的，要叫有智慧的來羞愧。
And how he chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
他們要揀選了世上邊軟弱的，叫這個強壯的羞愧。
All that so no one can boast.
很多人要誇口，叫沒人能夠誇口。
It's also that no one can boast.
以致沒人能夠誇口。
It is not the man who commends himself that is approved.
不是人自己来讲自己能够得着什么。
but it's the one whom the Lord commands.
那是主承认的才算数。
The spiritual man, he boasts only in the Lord.
属灵的人所夸只是夸主的自己。
And he can only boast on the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is the cross.
并且他所夸的,只能夸主所作成的工作,就是主的十字架。
For we cannot come before God with our own abilities, our own attributes.
因为我们不能够按照自己的所事或我们的能力来到主的面前。
All of our crowns and all of our glories, they're like wood, hay, and stubble.
我们所有的冠冕,只不过好像木制的一样。
That one day at the judgment seat of Christ will all burn.
有一天在神的审判的台前,都要被烧毁。
We are to be people who demonstrate the presence of the Holy Spirit within us.
我们却是神的子民,要向人显明。 基督在我的里面,
and we can do this by determining to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们所能够做的就是来夸唯有主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Because Jesus Christ crucified, that is what saves us. Nothing else and no one else.
因为耶稣钉十字架,单单是耶稣钉十字架,请我们没有再有别的东西。
So then, this is our life and this is our hope then. We need to properly give the credit back to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是我们的生命,也是我们的盼望,我们要将这些来归给主。
Now when we give glory back to the Lord, then this really is a sign of the Holy Spirit working within us.
当我们愿意将荣耀归给神的时候,这个是圣灵在我们里面动工的明证。
Because this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为这个是圣灵所做的工作。
It's to glorify Christ.
那是在那里荣耀基督的。
And I think a lot of times we forget that fact.
很多时候我们忘记了这个事实。
We hold on to all the other advantages that the Holy Spirit provides.
我们在那里得到很多圣灵所给我们的益处。
We remember that he guides us and he teaches us, he convicts us.
我们记得他引导我们,他在那里叫我们知错,在那里叫我们悔改。
He reminds us, he intercedes us,
intercedes
for us. All these things that he does for us. And so it's easy to take on that selfish mindset that this is all for me. And we forget that the Holy Spirit is there to glorify Christ. Remember what our Lord testified? That he must glorify me. That he shall glorify me. For he shall take of mine and he shall disclose it to you. We need to make sure we never forget that all the things that the Holy Spirit does is always within the framework of glorifying Christ. The Holy Spirit does not work outside of that. Because that is his role. So as he leads us and he guides us, as he teaching us, he's really got one purpose in mind. And that is in the end, that the Lord Jesus Christ would be glorified. So we know then, in order to become a spiritual man, then we need to be living and walking by the Holy Spirit. Just as is written in Galatians 5:25. We need to walk and live by the Spirit. And it's not the reverse. Too many times we treat it in the reverse. We make the Holy Spirit walk with us and live with us. Now we thank the Lord that He has taken a place within our hearts. And He is with us wherever we go. Oh, but how we sad in the Lord when we take Him to places He doesn't want to go.
但是有時真的很悲慘,就我去到一些地方是神不願意我們去的。
The Holy Spirit was given to us to lead us and to guide us.
聖靈賜過給我們,是作為引導我們的。
So that means we need to follow.
就意思我要跟隨聖靈。
We need to learn to let the Holy Spirit be free to perform the work that He wants to do.
我们要学习容让圣灵能够自由释放，然后引导我们学去引领我们所要做的事。
And what is that work?
这个是什么工作呢？
None other than to glorify Christ.
那是单单的叫基督得荣耀。
Glorify the risen Christ.
荣耀那位升天的基督。
You know, so as we come together, as we break bread together,
当早晨我们一同来到擘饼，
we need to be faithful and true to the Holy Spirit.
我们要向着圣灵，我们要全然的忠信。
As the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us.
因为唯有圣灵在那里引导教训我们。
And speak forth those praises back into God.
我们需要将圣灵摆在我里边的赞美，你要开口赞美神。
Don't hold back your praise. Don't hold back your testimony for the Lord.
不要将圣灵给你的赞美的见证来到收埋。
We are weak, but He is strong.
我们虽然软弱，但祂却是刚强。
The Holy Spirit can help us in our weakness.
圣灵能够在我们软弱里边帮助我们。
And we need to learn to deal with these weaknesses properly.
我们要学习怎样来对付我们的软弱。
Not to be covetous people, envying others, wishing we were like others.
不是一些贪图的人，妒忌别人所有的人。
But we need to learn to use our weakness as a springboard to be able to testify for our Lord.
我们要利用我们的软弱，好像一把跳板咁嚟到荣耀神。
Now, the more that we learn to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, the more we can learn to overcome our weakness.
我们越多能够容让圣灵在我们里边动工，我们就越多能够克服我们的软弱。
And the more that we can allow the Holy Spirit to work within us, then the more that we can experience the power of God.
我们越多容让圣灵在我们里边来动工，我们就越多能够经历圣灵的大能。
We remember what our Lord Jesus Christ told Paul.
我们记得主耶稣怎么向保罗来讲。
My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness.
我的能力是我能力是够你用，因为我能在软弱的人身上边来显得完全。
And Paul's response was, most gladly therefore, I would rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
保罗就说，我要夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力在我身上边来显得完全。
Our brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
now let us learn to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们学习，一同要学习在圣灵里边要行事。
And not carry out the desires of the flesh.
却不是来到牵引出我们肉体来到行。
For it is the Spirit who gives us life.
因为圣灵叫人来到得生命。
And the flesh profits nothing.
但是肉体却是无益的。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我们来到祷告。
Heavenly Father, gracious Father.
父神，我们恩典的父神。
We thank you that you love us and you care for us so very much.
感谢神，你来到爱我们，并且看顾我们。
That you desire to do this transformational type of work within us.
所以你愿意在我里边做什么变化工作。
That you desire to sanctify us.
你叫我们里边你要被洁净。
So that we could be made into useful vessels in your household.
你至于我们在神的家里边成为有用的器皿。
We thank you that you did not leave us on our own to have to accomplish this on our own.
感谢神，你不要丢低我们，叫我们自己来做这些事情。
But that you have given us a helper, the Holy Spirit.
你却将圣灵来帮助我们。
We call upon you today that you might allow us to deny ourselves.
我们今天向主来呼求，与主叫我们来到死己。
That we may learn to die to the flesh.
我们真是愿意叫我肉体来死掉。
And to become alive to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
却向神，却是活着的。
That where the Holy Spirit leads us.
愿意圣灵来引领我们。
That we will go.
他的圣灵引领我们何去，我们就跟随。
And that what the Holy Spirit whispers into us.
当圣灵向我们微声说话的时候。
We will proclaim to the world.
我们就同世界来讲。
That Jesus Christ is indeed King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
耶稣基督实情是万王之王，万主之主。
Teach us to learn to glorify our risen Lord.
叫我们晓得怎么样来荣耀主。
Teach us to only boast in Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
叫我要夸的就夸我的主耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
May you stricken the old man to be completely dead.
与主叫我们里边的旧人来到死去。
And bring alive that spirit within us, that it may be in accordance with the Holy Spirit.
叫我哋里面嘅灵与呢个圣灵嚟活着。
And we pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋祷告奉耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.